Well, the International Telecommunications Satellite Organization, ITSO, has called on Washington and giant satellite company Intelsat to suspend their decision on taking Iranian channels off the air. Earlier, Intelsat told Iran's National Broadcasting Corporation that it will discontinue services to Iranian channels as of July the 1st because of U.S. sanctions. Now the Director General of ITSO, which oversees Intelsat's global services, is asking both Intelsat and the U.S. to hold talks with Iran on the matter. In a letter to Intelsat and the U.S. State Department, ITSO has referred to a letter by Iran's foreign minister proposing discussions on the issue. ITSO has called on both Intelsat and the U.S. government to consider the talks option in view of the recent presidential election in Iran. The organization has proposed a meeting on July the 3rd at the organization's headquarters in Washington or in Geneva. ITSO is an intergovernmental organization charged with ensuring that Intelsat provides services on a global and non-discriminatory basis. It has 149 member states, including Iran. We're going to switch over to Florida, joined by Scott Richard, a former American intelligence linguist. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what do you think? Is it a possibility that perhaps things are changing and there's a possibility that they will put Iranian satellite channels back on the satellite?
Well, that's very optimistic. Unfortunately, it's much more surreptitious than that. As reported earlier this week, you also have the U.S. Treasury Department and the NSA who have been involved in these illegal bans of free speech against Iran. They're trying to tie it. In fact, the Office of Foreign Assets Control were the directly involved in the current Intelsat ban. And we all know that the previous bans were orchestrated by the what was really a media control group inside of all of Europe and all of the European satellites that have been taken down. My opinion of this is that alongside the sanctions that are also illegal, the economic sanctions that are being used by the Western NATO-aligned and also Gulf states and Arab Emirate and Saudis, I would call them puppet petro states. These are the actions taken by an imperialistic regime that is operating illegally against sovereign nations like Syria and Libya and Iran. And they are attacking Iran without cause. And they're also going after what I would consider a very legitimate information resource that is exposing all of the facts that are being put out by Press TV
and RT. So, Scott, you're not optimistic that we're about to see a change on the horizon?
I think it's optimistic that there is someone at ITSO that recognizes the fact, but his particular power and his particular influence on that organization is in question because of the fact that there are so many other organizations working against him.
Okay.
And thankfully he speaks out, but at the end of the day, there is just too much of a tsunami of influence coming from, you know, Zionist control of media in the United States and Europe, as well as the same pro-Israel, pro-Jewish lobbies in the United States and Europe.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Scott Richard, former American intelligence linguist out of Florida.